Hello, and welcome to English with Justino, a podcast designed for you to learn English vocabulary, expressions, culture, and maybe even some grammar along the way. This podcast is for those already speaking English at an intermediate or advanced level. The idea here is to listen and learn from a native English speaker in a natural way, the way you first learned your native language, by hearing it. Okay, forward we go. Enjoy! Episode 37. Joaquin. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when and where you are listening. I suggest you listen to this podcast many times if you want to improve your English. Download it and listen while you're in line, driving, walking, cooking, cleaning, or whatever you do when you listen to podcasts. It's important to hear these words more than once to remember and become familiar with them. As always, please visit www.oyejustino.com to find a transcription for this podcast. Listening to and following along with the transcripts is a good way to improve your language skills. Please send me an email to let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you. And now, to the story. Are you ready? Joaquin sat in English class, just like he did every day. Literally. He was just sitting. He wasn't actually there, not mentally at least. He was typically more attentive than his fellow classmates, because he enjoyed learning English, and he was pretty good at it now. Because he had to be. He was a native Spanish speaker from Colombia, and he was still fairly new to the United States, and speaking English required a lot of work and dedication. Joaquin and his parents moved here because his dad found a good job as an engineer designing bridges. Joaquin often daydreamed. He pictured himself as an artist. The classroom as his studio, and the assignments he got were paper and paint, with the finished product being a picture from his mind in detail on paper. He'd pull out his grammatical paintbrushes and brush and smooth with colors until each sentence glowed with his unique perspective. He did this well, and thanks to these talents, he learned new languages fast. Since his mom was from Germany and spoke German in the house, English was his fourth language now. He was also learning Italian, because learning Italian was something his dad liked to do, and they practiced talking Italian together. But today was different. The paper was on the aisle, but Joaquin stared at it blankly. It was unlike him. His mind was elsewhere today. There was a new girl in class. This girl was easily the most beautiful girl that Joaquin had ever seen. In fact, she was quite possibly the most beautiful person to have ever existed, in Joaquin's opinion. Marilyn Monroe herself would have been envious of the girl's long golden hair and soft, caring eyes. In fact, that's what Joaquin would call her, Marilyn Monroe. It was a little old-fashioned, but he didn't know her actual name. He hadn't even talked to her, but he had planned on it several times. There was one problem. Joaquin was very good at writing English, but he was horrible at speaking English, or so he thought. It was the stress of speaking to other people in social situations that turned Joaquin's insides into a knotted mess of fear and anxiety. He was pretty good with his parents at home, but at school the words failed to come out right. They were a tangled and cluttered mess once they left his lips. Mentally, they ran together beautifully, with each word placed perfectly after the other, clicking down the tracks on time and as scheduled. But when they had to come out of his mouth, rather than into a notebook, they weren't so cleanly aligned. They became muddled and twisted in his mind. He could almost physically feel them clogging his thinking. Joaquin would sputter out words, and he would start sweating. His shirt would get wet. He imagined it as the anxiety he felt on the inside leaking out of him so that everyone on the outside could see how uncomfortable he was. If the sweat and the words were to ever come out, they would be glaring evidence that he was, in fact, a loser, a fool, a moron. His chest tightened at the very thought of it, and his heart pounded harder against the constriction. Wait, was his chest actually tightening? It felt like it was pressing his heart against his spine. Panic began to set in. Joaquin? Who said that? Joaquin, are you listening? This was new. Was he hallucinating? Joaquin, can you please read the next paragraph? At that moment, Joaquin became aware he was actually still in class, and the voice that he was hearing was actually Miss Floyd, his English teacher. Every person in the room, including Marilyn Monroe, had now turned their attention to Joaquin. Their eyes felt like tiny lasers boring into his skin. He could feel the heat and his body temperature begin to climb. His face went beet red. "I'm okay," was all that Joaquin's panic-stricken mind could come up with. "And we are all thrilled to hear that. Now, will you kindly read the next paragraph?" Joaquin realized he had no idea where they were in the book. Was it page 100? Or 101? Did he even have the right book out? "May I be excused?" Joaquin managed to squeak out. The words were like cotton balls that dried his mouth out and left it scratchy. "I suppose." "Don't forget the bathroom pass," replied Miss Floyd, with a hint of exasperation in her voice. Joaquin stumbled from his desk and saw that his shirt was soaked with sweat. He heard some snickers and giggles, or at least he thought he did. He could never be sure. Was he imagining? Anyway, he left the room quickly, tripping slightly as he reached the door and made a beeline for the bathroom. Once in the bathroom, he grabbed handfuls of paper towels and mopped up the sweat that now covered his stomach, chest, and back. It soaked his shirt, but luckily it was dark blue and not very visible. After what felt like hours and what must have taken 2 rolls of paper towels, Joaquin looked in the mirror. He liked looking at himself in the mirror, but not under these circumstances. When he was at home, he liked the way he looked, but right now he hated the way his hair looked, he was self-conscious about his height, and now, on top of all that, his shirt was splotched with sweat, even though it wasn't that obvious. This place made him feel that way. If he could just get back into his comfort zone, he would not be thinking this way. Joaquin sighed, resigning himself to the fact that he would probably never have the courage to speak to Marilyn Monroe, nor was he quite sure that he would have the courage to ever talk to anyone in the school. What if they made fun of him? People could be incredibly mean. What if no one actually liked him? The questions, despite his best efforts to avoid them, came back around on him like a boomerang. It wasn't the first time that he had thought like this, but this time his thoughts felt cold, and he needed to shake them. It wasn't that Joaquin was unlikable or unattractive. Quite the opposite, actually. But sometimes on occasions like this, he wasn't able to see the good things in himself. At this moment, Joaquin looked in the mirror and felt lonely. After a last, miserable look in the mirror, he made himself turn to the door to go back to class. At that moment, another boy burst breathlessly through the bathroom door, almost knocking Joaquin onto his back. The boy frantically ran to the furthest sink and gripped the side so tightly that his knuckles turned pasty white. Joaquin noticed that the boy's shirt was wet. He must have spilled something on himself, Joaquin thought. The boy could feel Joaquin staring and quickly turned his head the opposite way. Feeling like he had to justify his presence in the bathroom, the boy quietly spoke with a strong accent that Joaquin was unfamiliar with. I have to give a talk in class. And I just can't get the words out right. His voice was shaky, quiet, and nervous. There was a slight hesitation in between some of the words, but to Joaquin they sounded pretty good. The boy noticed Joaquin staring at the wetness on his shirt, which was light blue and displayed the wetness clearly. "I sweat when I get nervous and my English sucks," the boy managed to squeak out. Joaquin looked at him warily. Was this boy making fun of him? Joaquin always assumed he was the only one that sweat when he got nervous. And this boy's English sounded good, even though he thought it was a problem. Kind of like Joaquin. His own shirt was still damp with nervous perspiration. "Don't make fun of me," Joaquin tried to sound stern when he said this, but he noticed his voice had a slight quiver to it. Looking shocked, the boy shot back. "I'm not making fun of you. I don't even know you. It just happens, okay? I can't help it. I'm not from here, and I get sweaty sometimes. I just feel like I have to get up and run away." The boy hung his head, looking distressed, defeated, and drained all at the same time, as though the defense that he had offered for himself had taken whatever strength he had left. Joaquin studied the boy closely as he felt his own defensiveness lifting. The cloudy lens that he was seeing himself through briefly cleared. he saw something in someone familiar with this boy. He recognized that look of shame that came with feeling like he'd done something wrong, or broken some unspoken rule for letting his fear and anxiety overwhelm him. He recognized it because it had so often belonged to him. The guilty burden of feeling like it must have been his fault for feeling a certain way was usually plastered across Joaquin's own face. Yet, here it was, on another boy, trying to learn a new language in a new place with new people all around him that had the advantage of growing up here where everything was familiar and easy. After a brief silence and a heavy dose of courage, Joaquin finally spoke. "That happens to me too. My name's Joaquin. Take these. I keep them in my backpack in case I can't make it to the bathroom when I start to sweat." Joaquin fished out a handful of paper towels and held them out to the boy. "Thank you," the boy said. "My name is Ivan. I thought I was the only one that felt like this." "Don't worry," Joaquin said. "You for sure are not the only one." They left the bathroom together and outside, gave each other a fist bump before they parted ways to return to their classes. Joaquin opened the door to his class and looked back at Ivan, walking down the hall. He took a deep breath and felt a surge of confidence as he entered the room. And that's our story for today. I hope you enjoyed listening, and I hope you understood everything. If not, I would suggest listening to this again and again. Once you hear the same words over and over, you will begin to understand and your English will be at a higher level. Also, the transcripts will be posted for this episode at www.oyejustino.com, and you can listen and read along at the same time. I would love to hear what your comments are. Please send me a message at english@oyejustino.com or visit our website to find transcripts, podcasts, and vocabulary flashcards. And again, see you next time. Bye-bye for now.